Let's bring in our TSN CFL insider, Dave Naylor. The Nail Gun broke this story earlier today, and all hell broke loose online. So, Dave, clarify the Raptors game and how this all came about, based on what your knowledge is. Was this the Argos persuading McLeod Bethel Thompson to go there and promote the game? How did this all come about, him being there, being on TSN, and being interviewed last night?
100%. This was an initiative of the club to generate publicity for Sunday's game, which I guess you could say they have.
Yeah,
successfully,
big time.
In a roundabout way.
Yeah.
No,
right.
I mean, look, and you could even make the argument that with a, you know, 3 days away from the East Division final, you know, cases are up. Maybe your quarterback shouldn't be out in a big public event anyway. But the fact is, the decision was made that he would go. There were four other players that went as well. And of course, you know, McLeod Bethel Thompson got the prominence. He was on the jumbo screen in the arena. And of course, he was live being interviewed on television, on TSN. I saw that, and I didn't jar to it. Like, when I saw it, like, I didn't flinch at all. It was only this morning when I saw what some of the Ticat guys were saying on social media that all of a sudden, like, it clicked, right? And so I think this is part of this world where, you know, we're kind of partway back to normal, right? We're not in December of 2020. We're in December of 2021. There's a lot of stuff. It happens to me. I go out running around errands. I go to the store, and I realize I didn't bring a mask because I started to feel normal. So, look, I think there have probably been lots of CFL players that have attended stuff. And if you look at what the rule actually says, it says you're not allowed to attend large gatherings like concerts or sporting events. Most players, if they did go to a concert or a sporting event, probably didn't end up live on TSN. That's the difference here, right? But that said, to what you guys were saying, you know, the Ticats have a player who got on a flight during a bye week and missed a week. You know, that was the rule. He broke it.
I'd be freaking out.
Right.
There's a guy in Ottawa who wasn't dressed for the game and sat in the stands at his own team's game, violated the protocol, had to go isolate for a week. Yeah, or I believe 4 days, missed a week of practice. So, you know, there is precedent for this. The explanation from the league about why a guy in September got 4 days of protocol and McLeod Bethel Thompson is getting two and the others is as follows. That part of the medical committee looks at what is the state of the virus, the vaccination rate in the CFL community. And because the vaccination rates on most teams, like 99% now, any coaches that weren't vaccinated, at least on some teams, are no longer around, that's the rationale they're using to give him two games when in September, you know, a guy got four. So,
yeah.
I mean, you could also argue and say, didn't Ontario go over 1,000 cases a day for the first time in like forever today? Like, it's
absolutely.
A waning virus right now. So, yeah.
Nails, what I want to know is, like, the dumb factor here. How is this guy going to the game, MLSE, it's all under the same umbrella, he knows he can't go, or somebody should know, and yet he still went. I mean, this is going through channels of PR people, blah, 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 and this guy's still at the basketball game. I just find it bizarre.
It's one of those situations where you kind of think, didn't somebody go, hold on a
yes.
second, right? Like, there's five of them there, right? Not one. And obviously staff that would have had to accompany them, somebody had to come up with the idea. I'm sure it had to be brought up in a meeting. You can think of any number of ways that somebody would have said, hey, hold on here a second. And look, is this policy outdated? I think you could argue that, you know, look, the league came up with all these policies back in, you know, May, June, July, right? And here we are in December. Now, one of the things I was told by the league along the way is, you know, we may change some stuff, and they have relaxed some stuff during the season, but it's not as easy as hitting a button. Like, you got six provinces, six medical officers, you've got the Players Association, and you got 19. And you got to get them all, you know, in mid-stride to sign off on that. So it's not necessarily an easy thing to do, but somebody pointed out on Twitter that there is kind of like a doublespeak here, right? Like, in one breath, the CFL is saying, hey, come to our games, it's safe. But if any of their players go to games of other sports, that's not safe, right? Like, what
yeah.
is it?
I wish they could just be on it. Go ahead, Noodles.
I mean, Brandon Banks on Twitter is the guy who's pointing it out. I mean, you know, how do they feel? I mean, are these guys losing their mind? Like, I'm not going to read exactly what he said because there's some swear words in there, but he's like, I wanted to go to the game. I can't. All of a sudden, this guy's going. You know, like, where is the middle ground here?
Well, I'm sure. And when Washington comes to town, he'd really be upset because he's boyhood friends with John Wall. He probably gets free tickets at courtside. He can't go to the game. So,
right.
There are a number of people in Ticat land today, and not just the players that aren't happy about this. But it's true. You think the Raptors season is a quarter done. I'm sure there are players, and I mentioned Banks specifically has a very good friend who is an NBA star, that have wanted to go to games and haven't been able to do it, right? And that's where this gets kind of, wait a second here, right? If we just come through 16 weeks of the regular season and 2 weeks of the playoffs and we all been doing what we're supposed to be doing and these guys didn't. Look, I think ultimately, as Brian said off the top, the league is looking at this and saying, we don't want the East Division final played with McLeod Bethel Thompson healthy and a danger to no one sitting on his couch at home. Right? That's a horrible look for the league, for the Argos, but this is not a great look either because there's certainly grounds to say rules are rules. And like, here's one to think of this one now. Okay. Next week we have Grey Cup week in Hamilton. Now it's not going to be the Grey Cup week that we're used to with, hell's a popping every night and huge parties. It's going to be a scaled down version. But what happens if players are seen out at some of those events? Large events that they attend are, how do you sit a guy down for the Grey Cup if that happens after this week? So, we're not done with this thing either.
No, we're not. We're chatting with Dave Naylor, our TSN CFL insider. Again, McLeod Bethel Thompson, who was at the Raptors game last night and was interviewed on TSN promoting the game, and by all accounts was, according to the reporting of Dave Naylor and others, that he was asked to do it, persuaded to do it by the Argos to go promote the game, sell tickets, create buzz, get people to watch. And as a result, him being there last night, it's against protocols, or it was as of this morning. He should have been quarantining for 4 days, which means he would have missed the game. The CFL has decided to change their ruling, and he will, in fact, be able to play on Sunday, which I think is just. I think it's a justified ruling for the player, certainly. And as I said prior to having you on, Dave, it's a business decision, and it's the right one. It's their league. It's I don't know how you explain it to everyone else. And you make a great point. Like, if players are going to party their heads off in Hamilton next week, you can't tell them they can't go to the game or play. Like, yeah. you might as well just throw out the COVID rule book. Like, if I'm Randy Ambrosi, I'm basically like, I don't care. Like, we made it this far, we're done. Because you've clearly, regardless of the most ridiculous explanation, you've clearly decided the COVID rules are bogus from here on out. Like, they are. Like, that's basically what happened here. And McLeod's going to play on Sunday. Like, there's no other explanation.
I think they clearly tried to find a way so that he could play, right?
Yes.
And look, I have really great empathy for McLeod Bethel Thompson.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he's focused on one thing and one thing only, Sunday, right? And his team, usually when your employer asks you to do something, you don't ask a bunch of questions, you just do it, right? Which is what he did. And it's funny, this is a guy. He McLeod Bethel Thompson is a lifer, right? There's a picture that was going around on social media this week of San Francisco 49ers camp in 2011. And the four quarterbacks are Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick, Jeremiah Mazzoli, and McLeod Bethel Thompson. The two quarterbacks who are going to play this weekend, right?
Right.
So and he played in the United League. He went to six more stops after the Niners in the NFL. This guy was seven places in the NFL and never played a down of regular season, played in the UFL, and he's done his time in the CFL. So here he's getting the opportunity, to lead his team to the Grey Cup. And this happens just on a pure human level for him. I'm glad that he's not going to be at home on Sunday.
Nails, it seems like there's no way someone could have done this on purpose, but this all is going to turn out into a positive as far as publicity for the game, the sport. In Toronto, I mean, they got to be somewhat happy about that, don't they? It's really brought attention to the CFL, this game on Sunday. I mean, that's what's happened here.
Watch
hasn't
him
it?
Go off. Watch 400 yards in the air, four touchdowns. Like,
if you could somehow have designed this, Hayes, and said, look, we're going to do this scam, and we're going to send this guy to the game, and it's going to bring tons of attention, it would be masterful. But, Nails, you got to admit, it's brought a lot of attention to the CFL and the game on Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, my Twitter this morning was insane. Like, it was one of those days where you put down your phone for 30 seconds and you pick it up and it's just exploded during the time you put it down. I just got off with CP24. I'm taping SportsCenter as soon as I get done with you guys. Yeah, inadvertently, in that kind of really, chaotic way, they backed into something that probably is good for the game on Sunday. Absolutely, Al.
Man, people in Hamilton, they already hate being in the shadow of Toronto to begin
with. You know the Tat Man was waiting in his underpants.
Because the game's in Hamilton next week. The Grey Cup is in Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
And if the Ticats lose because Bethel Thompson has the game of his career, they're going to have to leave the province somehow. It's going to happen.
And you know, Brian, like on this end of that rivalry, right, we know it's not heated, that everybody in Toronto doesn't walk around with foam in their mouth about the Ticats and Sunday's game. But when you go to Hamilton, like, you know, 45 minutes down the road from BMO Field, it's a different world. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you walk into, yeah. I've seen people at, you know, Argo Ticat games wearing Argo jerseys and the abuse they take and the fans and not, like, you're right. It's easy to look at this and say, well, you know, the rivalry of the Argos Ticats, this rivalry is way, 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 you know, more alive in the other direction. And so you're right. This is going to piss off people.
They're going to go nuts.
You cannot imagine.
I love it. I love it. It is so intriguing now. And really, it's the best sales pitch you could ever have. McLeod Bethel Thompson, he's a genius. He's selling tickets. The ratings are going to be through the roof.
My understanding is there was barely any tickets to sell anyways. I was checking it out last night. Like, it's full house, correct, Nail Gun?
Yeah, they're opening up like more seats and sections all the time. So yeah, it hopefully they get there by Sunday. But either way, it's going to look good. Yeah,
yes.
It's going to be
there
a good, healthy crowd.
There you go. Well, let's see what happens. I'm looking forward to it on Sunday. It's going to be a fun game, and of course you can see it on TSN. And then we get the West Final right after that in Winnipeg. So keep busy, buddy. We appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good show.
There's our buddy Dave Naylor at TSN. Football and CFL Insider.